Well, would you use an expression like he takes after his father, or he has ways like his father, or something like that?
Well, I could say that. That's the way I would say it. He got ways like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps when a baby's being born? Somebody who's not a nurse, but somebody else.
I call a granny woman.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Behind his back?
Yeah. They laugh about him. They say, oh, yeah, look at that old, you know. What would they call him?
Town raised, I reckon.
Okay. Well, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people say about him? What might they call him behind his back?
Country man, I reckon.
Okay, fine. What do you call people whose skin is black?
Black?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people call him a black man, some people call him a Negro.
Okay, fine.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call people whose skin is white?
Some people call him a white man, and some people call him a Negro or something. I don't know.
Okay. If a white man got mad with a colored man, what might he call him?
I can't answer that question.
Okay. Well, if a colored man got mad with a white man, what might he call him?
Well, he didn't treat me right. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard people use the word cracker or white trash or something like that? You know, if a white man...
Oh, yes, I've heard that word.
Uh-huh. Well, have you ever heard the word buckra or sager? You know, if a white man is bad to a colored man.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people say he's an old sager or he's an old buckra? Or are you familiar with those?
Oh, yes, I've heard people say that.
Say which one? Say sager or say buckra? Or have you heard him say both? See, what I'm interested in is, I think, now I'm not sure about this, but I think that in on the coast, you know, around Savannah, people would use the word buckra. But I don't know, you know, if people in this area are familiar with that word. Have you ever heard the word buckra?
I've heard that word, but I don't know exactly what that word means.
Uh-huh. Well, now, have you heard the word sager?
Sager, some people call a poor white man a sager.
A sager, uh-huh. Okay.
That's a man get out there and have to plow and work just like I do.
Uh-huh. Okay. If a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son broke it, he'd say the man got awfully...
mad?
Uh-huh. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Uh-huh. You want to see this out here? Did somebody come see you all?
Somebody. Come in.
Hello.
How you doing?
This your family? Question I asked you. Seems to me.
Maybe so. I'm beforehand to remember.
Well, you sure are doing fine for me. The nurse at school sent a little boy home early because he... Why would the nurse at school send a child home early? Because he...
If he wouldn't obey.
No, now the teacher or the principal would send him home if he wouldn't obey. But the nurse would send him home because he...
sick.
Fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what'll get you.
I reckon it's behavior, attend to your business or something.